at his five below, his heart is pumping blood. You tune to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, regular listeners to the show may remember a few months back we had Jim Kenworth on the show, a local playwright. He was working on the script of When Chaplin Met Gandhi. Now, it's a true story based around a meeting between the silent film star and the leading figure in independence and non-violent protests. That all took place, true story, in Canning Town in 1931. Now, well, this weekend there's going to be the world premiere of the play at the Joan Littlewood Theatre at Eastleigh School. Now, professionally produced with a cast that includes Kulvinder Gill, who's playing Gandhi, who's actually, he's been down here to New Sound Radio, I was finding that earlier on. He was on the Community Hour with Sujata some time ago. And he's been in films such as Bend It Like Beckham and the TV series Goodness Gracious Me. Now, what makes the production special is that not only is it being staged just 10 minutes walk away from the very spot where Charlie Chaplin met Gandhi in Canning Town in 1931, but also that the cast includes pupils from Eastleigh School working on the play as part of their school work experience programme. Yeah, earlier on in the week, I went down to Eastleigh School and wanted to see just how the rehearsals were going.
You must adopt machinery, Mr. Gandhi. You will have no choice. You have to modernise like the Western world.
Thank you, Mr. Chaplin, but we are not the Western world.
Just have you heard, look at the camera, please, Mr. Chaplin.
My name is Martin Ward. I'm head of arts at Eastleigh School in Canning Town. Yeah, I'm thrilled that we are doing a production this coming Saturday called When Chaplin Met Gandhi. This is a new play. It's a world premiere by local playwright Jim Kenworth, and it's featuring 15 of our students from year 10, so that's 15-year-olds roughly, alongside five professional actors, and we've got a professional director and set designer and so on. It's a fairly unique, I think, collaboration, but one that we hope is going to be a model for future working, providing we get funds for it. This time the funding has been provided by Royal Docks Trust, so thank you very much to them. And I think the content of the piece is going to really appeal to the Newham population, particularly in Canning Town. This is a true story, When Chaplin Met Gandhi. The historic meeting happened in 1931. Chaplin was over, he was at the height of his fame. He was over in London for the premiere of City Lights, which I think is his best film. It's beautiful romantic comedy. And Gandhi was over in London meeting various important dignitaries, and he was persuaded to meet up with Charlie Chaplin, and this play is the story of their encounter.
Now, they met up in 1931, but what's actually known about what they talked about?
Well, Chaplin does write a bit about it in his autobiography, just a couple of pages or so, and I can see that Jim has lifted some of the ideas that Chaplin says in that they talked about into the play, but then he's obviously expanded on that, so a lot of it is speculation. One of the ideas that Jim has thought about really is that this meeting did have quite an influence on Chaplin's future career, or in terms of the output of his films. Up until City Lights, his films were, you know, beautiful comedies, often very sentimental and heartfelt, very funny as well. But after that, they took on a more political tone. So if you look at films like Modern Times and The Great Dictator, there's a lot of politics in there, which you could argue, you know, was influenced by Chaplin meeting up with Gandhi.
Because when you first think of it, Charlie Chaplin meeting Gandhi, first we sort of think, what a bizarre meeting. But when you think of it more and more, of course, they had more and more in common, didn't they?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Chaplin did have a very deep social conscience that derived from his own struggle and poverty in childhood. And of course, Gandhi had an incredible sense of humour as well, which, you know, so the meeting's really not as strange as it might seem.
And of course, all this took place in Canning Town, where we are now, here at Eastleigh School.
Well, not here at Eastleigh School, roughly opposite McDonald's, apparently. There was a house there where they met. You can actually see YouTube footage of this, of them waving from the window and the crowds below. It was set up by a remarkable woman called Muriel Lester, who ran Kingsley Hall. This is where Gandhi was staying, and Gandhi would take regular morning walks along the Greenway, I think it's now called. And he'd be followed by gangs of children, enthralled by this strange, exotic character.
Hello, my name is Jade.
Hello, my name is Gideon and I'm a student at Eastleigh Community School. It's about Gandhi and Chaplin, that they met in Canning Town, and because our school's in Canning Town, they decided to pick some of our students to be in it.
Now, in terms of a work experience, this is something rather special, because what are most of your fellow students, what are the rest of them doing for their work experience? What sort of things?
Working in Tesco, stacking shelves.
Putting tags on, and that's really boring. And we get to do something even better.
Okay, so how did you get involved in it then?
We got involved because our teachers told us about it and said, oh, basically a director's coming in.
And they picked 15 people that they think that will be really interested in it.
And did you have to audition for it or anything like that?
Yeah, we did. Just short lines and just let the director know more about us, really.
Where you can put us into play.
Now, of course, this is something rather special because you've probably been in school plays before, but on this occasion, you're going to be working with professional actors. I mean, how does that feel?
Quite nerve-wracking, really, but I guess it's just an experience that we'll always hold.
I think, I'm a bit shy in front of professional actors.
It's amazing, the way they act, the way they progress themselves at the audience. It's just really inspiring, gives you an actual feel of what you may be doing in the future. The way they present themselves and they speak and the accents and everything, they're just really amazing.
And do you think you've learnt much from them?
Yeah, I've learnt a lot and I can practice doing the skill, help me in the skills that they're doing.
And working with a professional director, is that different from having a school teacher telling you what to do?
Definitely, because you don't just get teachers, they have a lot of patience. They'll say, okay, stop that now. But when you're working with a professional director, it's not like that. If he says, okay, you know what, you need to shut up, get off, kind of thing, that's what you have to do. You can't argue, you can't do anything. He's an amazing director.
And do you want to go on to acting when you leave school?
Definitely.
Yep.
And do you think this will hold you in good stead? Do you think this will really help you out in this direction?
You never really know. It could be the time when you get spotted. You just don't know. But I guess it adds to your career.
It will help me, because I want to be an actor in future, it will help me, to achieve my goals.
Just a reverb.
Look at the camera, please, Mr.
Kenny. A few words for me.
What makes it such a special play?
I really think it is going to be special. Interestingly, I was reading an article in The Observer on Sunday. It was talking about the film The Artist. It's got all these Oscar nominations and created a huge buzz of interest in that whole silent comedy era.
It's just a silent film itself, a modern silent film, isn't it?
It is, yes, a modern silent film, for those who haven't seen it. And they were saying that, you know, there is, as a result of this, there is a huge interest generated in Chaplin. I don't think Gandhi will ever die out in terms of his popularity, but you know, his message of peaceful protest, we're seeing that being picked up more and more by, for example, the Occupy movement in London. You know, these are two pinnacle figures from the 20th century whose messages and work still speak volumes to us today.
And finally, yeah, if there's one reason that you think that people should come down to Eastleigh School to come and see this play, what would that be?
An eye-opener, and just to experience it when Chaplin met Gandhi.
To show them a fantastic true story that happened in 1931.
In their area, yeah.
Gideon and Jade, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio, 92 FM.
See you at the play.
Hopefully see you there.
And if you want to see when Chaplin met Gandhi, it's on this Saturday at the Joan Littlewood Theatre at Eastleigh School in Pretoria Road in Canning Town. Performances are at 2:30 and at 6:00. Tickets are available from Eastleigh School reception at £4, just £4 for adults and £2 for children. I mean, that's a bargain, that is, I tell you. And it's from the school reception, and you can telephone them on 0207 540 0400. I'll give that number to you again in a second, yeah? There was also plans for a special performance on the Greenway. That's up by the View Tube sort of Olympic site. Now, let's hope this happens, because wouldn't it be great when it's have local playwright and a fantastic local story performing local kids as part of this cultural Olympiad? It would be absolutely fantastic. It would be a great play for that. And I'll give that number to you again for its tickets, just £4 for adults, £2 for children, and you can get from Eastleigh School reception out, and the number is 0207 540 0400.
00. And of course, we've got Sovereign and Leon from the singers from The Food of Love. I mean, what did you make of that?
Yes, I thought that was just sounds amazing, and I really hope I can get down there to see it, because it's not really far from where I live. And what a marvellous experience for the 15-year-olds that are taking
it
part.
It is, and I tell you what, meeting them down there, they really rose to the occasion. Yes. You know, you might sort of think, as these young kids, and a lot of young people get a bad press, don't they?
Yes, they
do. About he's doing this and doing that or whatever. But they were there, and they really rose to the occasion with professional actors there, and they went, yes.
I certainly think, I worked with something called NYPC, which is New Young People's Chorus, and I had to go around to the various schools and teach some pieces of music. And I was very impressed by what goes on in all the schools. I did primary schools and secondary schools, and I do think schools, teachers and children get a bad press, and it's not fair. It really is wrong.
I think it's just fabulous to get children involved in live theatre and entertainment like that. You know, we're all fed things like Britain's Got Talent, which is up there on television, high production values, people making lots of money. That's one aspect of showbiz. But, you know, sometimes just getting together, putting on a play, you know, learning lines, the discipline of it in front of a live audience. You know, this is an experience they're not going to get anywhere else. And, yeah, it sounds like some of them have got the bug and they're going to take it further.
Yes.
Great.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's true theatre, you know, it's... Let's put the show on right here, sort of feeling.
Get the show on the road. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. Stay tuned.